Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord across the church tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated for a few minutes around the church tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a lot coming up over the next 2 weeks. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we're going to have a Holy Ghost fire service. Bring your running shoes. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. Sunday, Celebration Sunday, also known as Palm Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Bring your own palm branches. Next weekend, Friday night, Good Friday, 6 o'clock. Next Saturday night, Holy Ghost Fire Power Service. And then next Sunday morning, on the 31st, Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday, 10:30 a.m. We're expecting the Lord to do a wonderful thing at all of these services. The only thing that would make it better is if everyone who's watching would be here. For directions, visit our website, HolyGhostFireChurch.org. Bring a Bible, bring a friend, and come to the house of the Lord. Bibles in the air tonight. This is God's holy word, inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this same Holy Ghost is here tonight to teach me, to lead me, to guide me in the great truth that I will never lose nor leave behind. I will flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. I will understand and not depart from the true word of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus tonight, we pray for a powerful anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the Spirit move in this house, in this place, wherever this message is heard tonight. And let us receive what the Spirit has for the church and what the Spirit has for the believers. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, starting with verse 18, we see, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside," verse 20. "But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet he has not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by, he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorn is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let's establish some basic principles. Who is the sower? According to Matthew 13:37, we see the following line. He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. We know this to be Jesus. During his earthly ministry, Jesus is the sower. Now in this church age, with Jesus being on the right hand of the Father, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, to the believers, he is still sowing seed. Jesus, the sower, but using the Holy Spirit and the believers in Jesus to do so. The second part, the seed. The seed, best described in the book of Luke, chapter 4. The book of Luke, chapter 4. Verse 32, where it reads, "And they were astonished at his," Jesus' "doctrine, for his word was with power." So what is the seed? The seed is the word of God with Holy Ghost power. Are we together on this? So what have we seen so far? Jesus, the sower, the seed, the Word of God with power. Now let's look at good ground for a moment. Follow with me to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 10. I'm going to start with verse 8. But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So what is the ground? The ground is the heart that believes by faith. The believing heart is good ground. Are we together on this? So what do we see here? We see the sower, Jesus, using the church through the Holy Spirit. He has the seed. The seed is what? The Word of God with Holy Ghost power. And we have the ground. The ground is what? The heart that believes. So when you combine the sower with the Word of God with power, and you combine that with a believing heart, you will see a harvest of 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Yet the question I ask next, and the one that's going to apply throughout this entire message, is this. What exactly is the harvest? What exactly is the harvest? Follow with me. This past year, I bought a pack of zucchini seed. And like normal times, when I would get just one special seed, I actually bought a variety pack. So when I planted those zucchinis, or squash, I wound up getting basically four separate type of zucchini. Yet the odd thing, every seed looked exactly alike. If you look at cucumber seed, oh yeah, it's going to come up cucumbers. But every variety of cucumber, the seed generally looks the same. Tomatoes, I don't care if it's a cherry or a regular or a beefsteak, the seeds generally look alike. If you're looking at the winter garden stuff, a broccoli seed, a cauliflower seed, a cabbage seed, a Brussels sprout seed, they all look alike. But they will produce a different plant with a different fruit. The same with cucumbers and squash and the rest of it. The seeds might look generally alike. They will produce different type of fruits, different type of vegetables. Now, when the Word of God is preached in a church, is being sown. Who is the one doing the sowing? Ultimately, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is the one sowing into the good ground or the heart of those who are listening. The good ground being what? The one who receives in faith. With the mouth one confesses, but with the heart one believes. The believing heart receives the seed of the Word of God with power. And then there is going to be a harvest of the seed. Now keep in mind that when the Word is preached, it must be preached with Holy Ghost power. Without Holy Ghost power, there is absolutely no chance of any crop. The Word must be preached with Holy Ghost power. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that's going to activate that seed of the Word of God. Are we still here? When you combine the Word of God with the power of the Holy Ghost, you will see a result. And what is the result? Let's call the first result the fruit of healing. Let's say it's a church service. And there are people in the room who for various reasons need a healing. Be it a flu. Be it a disability or a handicap. Be it something like cancer. Be it something in the way of a disease that cannot be treated. Now, what happens when the Word of God is preached with the power of the Holy Ghost? And what happens when the person has a receiving, believing heart? Now you're going to see something. You're going to see the Holy Spirit take the seed of the Word of God. He's going to take that seed that's being preached in church, and He's going to make sure that seed is inside that believing, receiving heart. You see, when the Word is preached, when the Word is proclaimed with Holy Ghost power, the Holy Ghost taking the seed, planted it inside the person, the receiving, the believing heart, something's going to happen, especially when the power of the Holy Ghost is operating. Something is going to arise in that heart. And that something is going to be faith in all the cases. When the Word is preached with Holy Ghost power, faith is going to rise up. Are we together on this? When the Holy Ghost is moving, and the Word of God is preached, and the Holy Ghost goes to the believing, receiving heart and plants the seed because Jesus has directed him to do so, that heart will begin to grow that word into what? Faith. Now, what's going to happen when faith is being produced in that person? Now we're going to see a person believing because they heard the Word of God. Because the Spirit has planted the seed of the Word of God with Holy Ghost power in a believing, receiving heart. And now faith is arising in that person. What's going to happen? The healing that they are believing for is going to take place. Let's go back to the start of this. It begins with the preaching of the Word of God. It begins with a person being in this consistently, day in and day out, over and over and over again. The Holy Ghost will take this Word and He will bring power to it. And then He will plant it first in your heart, then in the heart of others. And then, by faith, that word begins to take root and spring up. And what happens? A person will now have faith to believe and receive his healing. In reading the account of one Kenneth Hagin, he said the following. It begins with the Word of God. He consistently said this. And if you look at the ministry of those who operated in healing, they had the same thing. It begins by being in the Word of God. Why does a church need to be a word church, a prophetic word church? Because when a church is ministering in the prophetic word, in that thus saith the word of the Lord, this book, when the word is going forth, that seed will enter into the heart of a person with Holy Ghost power. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is the one on behalf of Jesus putting that seed in their heart. We cannot just aim to preach the word to this. We need to preach the word so the power of the Holy Ghost can put this seed here into the believing, receiving heart. Many, they want to receive their healing, be it from sicknesses or diseases or handicaps and disabilities. Well, where does it begin? It begins with the seed of the Word of God with power. Proclaimed when we are in our prayer closets. Proclaimed in church. Proclaimed through the Word of the living God. Then the Holy Ghost takes that seed. The Holy Ghost plants it in the heart, the believing, the receiving heart on the behalf of Jesus. And what happens when that seed begins to take root? What happens when that seed begins to grow? Healing will be seen. You see, when the word is proclaimed and the Holy Ghost is operating and it moves into the heart of a person, Now a person will believe in healing, and that person will experience the healing touch. The disease is gone. The sickness is gone. Healing total and complete in the body of a person. But where does it begin? If you look at the ministry of Jesus, how often did a miracle begin with Jesus saying a line like, take up your bed and walk, or go to the pool? I know we focus on the action, but it begins with the word. When Jesus proclaimed the word, it got into the heart. And when it got into the heart, something happened. They received the healing that they wanted. Even in the church age, in the New Testament, book of Acts today, it still begins with the preaching of the Word of God with Holy Ghost power. What will be the result if one has a believing, receiving heart? They are going to receive the healing that they are looking for. What is the first fruit that we're covering tonight? The first fruit of one that is receiving the seed of the Word of God, healing in their bodies, from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. Are we still here tonight? You see, the Word becomes key. The Word, when it enters in, when it is proclaimed, when the Spirit then uses that seed, plants it in. And when that seed grows, a person is going to see the miracle, the healings that they desire in their life. What is fruit number two? It's going to be miracles. There are so many people who need a miracle in their lives. They look at their lives and they see it so slipping away. The marriage crumbling. The kids in rebellion in many different ways. The finances, the ends are not meeting. Every situation that comes up, it looks like bad to worse to near impossible. Yet we have a solution to this. And it begins with the preaching of the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God with Holy Ghost power. You see, tonight, miracles begin when the Word is preached. Because when the Word is preached and the Holy Ghost is moving in the service, what's going to happen? The one who needs a miracle, the Holy Ghost is going to take that seed of the Word and planted in their receiving, believing heart. And keep in mind, believing, receiving heart. Why did he connect this to Romans chapter 10? Because with the mouth one confesses, and with the heart one believes. A believing, receiving heart for a believer in Jesus is this: one who believes in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. But not just that. The one who hears the Word of God regarding healing. They believe it. The Spirit plants that seed and they receive their healing. The same thing is going to apply to miracles. Get what we're saying tonight. When the Word of God goes forth, when the Word of God goes forth, then the Spirit will take that seed for a miracle, the Word of God, and plant it into the heart of a person. And now, the person believing in what the Word said. It's not what we say. It's not what someone else says. It's what the Word of God says. And it is what the Spirit is saying to the person. Remember the flow of revelation? Jesus does the talking, but then what? Receive what the Spirit has. Jesus through the Spirit is operating, saying, this miracle is possible. My Word, the Word of the living God, says it is possible. This seed begins to take hold. The Word of God, with power regarding miracles, this seed begins to grow. And this person, believing and believing and believing, begins to see changes in their lives they never imagined would happen. Why? Because the Word took root. The Word got inside the heart of a person. The Word took root. And they knew beyond a doubt that the Word regarding miracles was going to take place. You see, tonight, believers in Jesus, when the Word goes forth, when the Word is regarding miracles, that seed of the Word of God is going to be planted into the heart of a willing receiving heart, so they can receive that healing, so they can receive that miracle. It begins with the preaching and the receiving of the Word of God with Holy Ghost power. Are we still here tonight? Hallelujah. Tonight's the night. Someone's going to hear the Word of God, and they're going to receive the Word, and it's going to grow, and their life is going to change. Number three, deliverance. If you look at the ministry of Jesus, you see over and over again, He deals with those who are demon-possessed. And over again, Jesus handles this the exact same way. With the Word of God. Jesus, the Son of the living God, tells that demon to leave. And that demon has no choice but to leave. You see, when we proclaim the Word of God in the mighty name of Jesus, demons have no choice but to leave. You see, when the Word is preached with Holy Ghost power, demons are not going to want to stick around. Now, when the Word is preached in a church, there are those who want to be delivered. And they're ready to receive that Word of the Lord. And what was inside of them will leave and not come back. But let's also look at things in our time. For those who are addicted to alcohol or drugs, the Word of God, proclaimed with Holy Ghost power, will come into a heart that is willing to receive the seed of the Word of God. and the Holy Ghost will plant that seed. And when the Word of God is ministered, a person will experience deliverance from these types of problems. We had a man who was in here. And on that night, the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God was preached. You want to see deliverance? Preach the Word. Are we together on this? The Word must be preached because this is the seed that's going to enter into the heart of a person that will bring the change. See, on that night, the Word was preached. It really wasn't even the Word of deliverance, but it was the Word of God. And it entered into a willing, believing heart. And what happened by the end of that night? Deliverance. You see, when the Word is preached, and the heart is a willing, believing heart, the Spirit, on behalf of Jesus, will plant that Word inside. And what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. That seed will begin to take root. And faith will arise in that person. And those things that once bound a person, those things will be gone. They will be delivered because the Word of God is being ministered. If you look through the entirety of the Gospels, the entirety of the New Testament, Jesus consistently planted the seed of the Word of God. If you look at Acts, the Pauline epistles, the general epistles, even the book of Revelation, the Word of God is being consistently planted everywhere along the line. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, He gives Peter the message, the Word is planted. Paul, he preaches the Word, he writes the Word. What happens? Deliverance, healing, miracles. You can throw in names like John and Peter, Jude. When the Word goes forth, the Word taken by the Holy Spirit will be put into the heart of a person and it will begin to take root and there will be fruit. The fruit of healing, the fruit of deliverance, the fruit of miracles. Let's add one more to this tonight. The fruit of direction. You see, when Jesus went to Matthew, what did He say? Follow me. When Jesus talked to Peter, James, and John, you will become fishers of men. Then they left their nets and they began to follow Jesus. When we look at the Apostle Paul, not just when he was saved, but if you look at the 16th chapter of Acts, don't go to Asia, don't go to Bithynia, go to Macedonia. What do we see? The Word of the living God being planted in the heart of Paul, providing the direction for his life. You see, the Word of God, it will provide direction on how you live your life. The Word of God, when it comes inside, it will be planted inside because the Word of God with Holy Ghost power is the seed that enters in. And the seed will begin to take root. Are we still here? The seed will begin to take root and it will grow. And it will bear fruit. Understand something here. When one follows the leading and the guiding of the Spirit through the Word of God, there's going to be a faith step in following what has been told you. This is why we mention the faith rising in a person. They could be asked to stay. They could be asked to go. They could be asked to talk to someone they never spoken to before. They could be asked to talk to someone close to them. Each of these directions that come from the Lord through the Word of God with Holy Ghost power, this becomes planted inside of a person. And when the faith arises and they begin to act on this faith, what are they going to see? The fruit of direction in their lives. You see, for some, they've been asked to play instruments. Even in some cases, a miraculous learning of an instrument. For some, it could be fivefold ministry. For some, various duties that need to be done in and around a church. Get what we're saying tonight. We are saying that when the Word goes forth and when the Spirit, power of the Holy Ghost, plants it in your heart and you begin to act on that faith as it grows, that Word taking root, you will see the direction change in your life to do exactly what God wants you to do. Get what we're saying tonight. The Word of God is important. Amen? The Word of God is important. It must go forth because it is the seed that will cause everything to change. There is no seed without the Word of God. And there is no growth without the power of the Holy Ghost. Are we still here?
Oh, yeah.
What happens? The Holy Ghost plants the seed. And then the seed begins to grow and the faith begins to arise. And then, just the four areas we talked about tonight, healing, miracles, deliverance, direction. Believer in Jesus tonight, the Word is going forth. And your heart, because you are a believer in Jesus, you have forsaken everything that we saw in the text, like the things of the world. You have forsaken all. You have a willing, believing, receiving heart. Now it's time to receive that Word and let it grow into a plant of faith that will bear fruit in ways you can't even imagine. Let's stand across the church tonight. Hallelujah.